You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary shares some tall tales while swapping stories on the porch.
We sat on the front porch in early July. A steady western breeze and low humidity sliced the edge off the 90-degree afternoon. We sipped beer. I listened and took notes as the three men swapped stories out in the blacklands of central Texas. I balanced my laptop on my knees, taking a tighter grip when Miles the Collie came by to nuzzle my hand. Miles and I became fast friends after I spent much of a previous visit kicking his soccer ball and waiting for him to retrieve it again and again. So Miles remembered me when I returned a few weeks later. We are tight, Miles and I. Two other big dogs rested behind the porch chairs, paying us scant attention. The three men, all pushing or past 70, were reminiscing about their time together as kids. The boys met on the first day of football practice in 7th grade, became inseparable, and remain friends today. I was here to hear stories about Henry B. Fox, the fellow whose biography I'm writing. Fox was their mentor, taking them to football games at TCU, picking them up as they floated down the San Gabriel River, down to the Brazos, and eventually to the Gulf of Mexico. That trip spanned 4 summers of week-long voyages. As these conversations go, they got off track at times, but the beer was cold, the breeze constant. A solid 5 minutes was devoted to the relative benefits of hearing aids, a device that could be in my future as it gets harder to distinguish among a cacophony of voices. That segued into a discussion of classmates who had already died, the prevailing theory being that the best athletes died younger. These fellows all played football, but were not the stars. They half seriously attributed that to their continued good health. A veterinarian in the area became the topic of conversation, but I can't remember why. I wrote down what one of the guys said about him. I wouldn't take a stuffed animal to him. Dirt daubers kept landing on the porch and wiggling their way between the cracks of the porch, occasionally stymied by someone's outstretched foot or a sleeping dog. They have a nest under there, one said. Dirt daubers are harmless, so a dirt nest under the porch is tolerated as part of country living. I handed out beers to everyone. A few beers on a hot afternoon will loosen tongues, spark memories, lengthen the stories. The fellows recall playing nearby Rockdale the night of Kennedy's assassination, which occurred on a Friday, November 22, 1963. Friday means football in Texas, and I've heard more than one account of folks who headed to a game, or perhaps covered it, the night of that horrific event. As these guys recall it, the star of the Taylor team for which they played was a fellow named Lucky. Lucky played drunk that night. Rockdale had scored to go ahead, but Lucky taunted a player before the score and drew a personal foul that brought back the touchdown. Taylor won 9-7 against a previously undefeated team. Nearly 54 years later, the guys still shook their heads at that memory and inebriated Lucky, pulling out the win as the country mourned. These guys grew up doing manual labor, loading hay bales, fixing fences and such, but the worst job for one was a summer spent chipping mortar off bricks on a demolished building in downtown Taylor, the rubble sandwiched in a concrete alley between two other buildings. No shade or breeze. He said a dispute over pay led to him getting fired. That was the happiest day of my life, he said. I got him another beer.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.